Hello, everyone, and surprise! It is me, Kirsten McInnes, and I'm here with some exit interviews with the women who've been eliminated from Love Island so far this summer. So I was able to get a chance to quickly speak with Mallory, Alana, and Kristen, and I thought I had some really great conversations, so hopefully you guys take a lot out of them. And so without further ado, here are my exit interviews.
Hi, Kirsten.
Hi, Alana. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I must say I'm very excited to talk to you. I found you very interesting to watch on the show. It was really good.
Oh, thank you.
So did you know what you were getting yourself into? Like, had you seen any Love Island before this?
Well, once I knew, like, or once the auditioning, not audition really, but like once they like reached out to me and let me know, like, oh, there's this show. At first, I didn't believe it was real. I was like, oh, this is a scene. They're going to kidnap me. I thought this is a pretty good scheme. This is how you get me. But I was like, dang. So like I looked it up and then like I watched episodes and stuff from there. But before actually even like being a part of the process, I like never heard of it.
After you watched any of it, would you say that it lived up to what you had seen on TV?
Yeah, it's just different. It's just you never know what it's like until you're really in it. If that makes sense.
Yeah,
like,
totally.
It's a different experience.
Okay, and so you were part of the original coupling right at the start.
Right.
What was that like?
It was super long. It might have happened fast on television, but like we were there for about like 40 minutes. To me, it felt like an hour. My feet were hurting because I was in my heels, and I was, oh my gosh, like rocking back and forth. But it was still like a little nerve-wracking because you're like, you don't know who's going to come out. And then also if you do step forward, you're like, all right, if I step forward, like, I hope I don't get like played and not even played, but just like, they're like, nope, don't want you. I want this person, you know? So it still was like risky on both ends for like the person who's like coming out to present themselves, but also like for those who are stepping forward, like
yeah,
who want to be picked.
And you only stepped forward for Yemen, right?
Yeah.
Do you wish that you had stepped forward for anybody else?
Well, at that time, I was happy and very content with stepping forward for Yemen. It was like, once I got to know people's personalities more, I guess I'd say there's more people I would have stepped forward for. Cause I mean, knowing all the guys there, like everyone was a catch. Everyone had their own little thing about them that I thought was just really great. But I mean, overall, even like with the way like everything played out, I don't regret any decision I made. I think everything happens for a reason. So, you know, I am happy with the decision I made. I wouldn't change how everything played out.
Okay. What was the best part about being in the villa?
I think the best part of being in the villa was just having like no like distractions. Like when you are building relationships with people, like you're able to just build those relationships. So like there was no phones, you don't have paper or pens or cards or anything to distract you from just like human interaction, which not only made me appreciate it even more and understand like the value of communication and interacting with people, but it also like was you got more freedom because you're not worried about your phone or what's going on social media and things like that.
Okay. What was the most fun game or challenge that you did? Because I know you won the Girl Power Challenge, which was awesome. Was
mm-hmm.
that your favorite one? Was there one you liked better?
I enjoyed the Girl Power Challenge. And I did enjoy the one, Float My Boat, I think that's what it's called, when we were in the water. And, like, I was blindfolded.
Okay,
was
yeah, that was
just to, like, be out there in the water. And also, it was just fun trying to, like, assemble something while I'm like I can't see. It was a lot going on, which I kind of liked.
Okay. What was it like when the new women came in?
Well, for me, I was cool with it. Like I at the time, obviously like unaware of what was gonna happen. I assumed like that me and Yemen's relationship was solid as like I was being reassured. So I wasn't even really like nervous or anything. I think I was one of the least nervous girls in the house at the time.
Okay. And so when Kristen chose to take your space and you were sent to the hideaway, how was that night in the hideaway with Mallory?
At first in the night, like, I was upset because I was like, I don't want to be here. Like, I want to be in my bed. Like, you know, I want to, like, be laid up with him. But being with Mallory and just being able to talk and, like, laugh things off and crack jokes, it just had me more relaxed. And it was just a nice night to just be with a friend, you know, which was great. And I think something that I needed. So it was a cool night with her.
Okay, have you gotten to watch any of the show yet?
Oh, yes. But since I got home, I tried to catch up to the episode, even up to, like, when I left. And then I think the episode right after that.
Okay, so is there anything that you think was really funny or interesting that wasn't shown?
There was a lot of things that weren't shown, which I was, like, shocked about. And I think... Well, I feel like people understood me and my journey, like, up there and, like, what I was going through, hence, like, so much love and support. But I think there was, too, also, like, for me, I felt like there were a lot of moments that were, like, that had happened between, like, me and Yemen that weren't shown. Even, like, conversations that kind of, like, would make sense of why in episodes you see certain things progress. Because I do think... if people saw certain scenes, like, it'd make more sense, too, of why I was so hurt by everything.
Well, and I think that, like, the week that you did go home, those first few episodes, it did seem like you guys had a really strong connection. So I don't...
Right. I don't think they showed, like, those scenes of where that came from. Because, like, I think there was an episode I saw one where they show when he's like, oh, like, I like where me and Alana is going and stuff like that. And like, oh, she's like matured and this and that. But like, no one knows where that even came from. So it was like, we had this whole separate thing where like, because there was no jacuzzi at the villa. So we like put tons like of hot like water in that huge tub. And like, obviously we all had our bathing suits on, but it was just me and him. And we like sat and like had like our feet and stuff like in the tub. And we're like, actually talking and hanging out for like a probably, I mean, there's no clocks in there, so you can't really tell time too much, but it was a very long conversation. Like, people come in and then, like, see us when they step out, and, like, where, like, we really did get to get closer and, like, talk everything out, like, I forgot the word right now, but, like, any problems he had or things like that he wanted to discuss, and, like, same with me, and, like, being able to get a better understanding of each other and, like, where we're from, who we are, you know, as people. Which, you know, I wish was shown to, like, so people could really understand, too, like, why, in a way, I was so invested. As well as it was interesting, too, to see, like, after that last episode where people saw when he, like, came up to me at the beach, where when I'm looking at the sunset, there was a second conversation that happened where because I was already getting, at that point, I started getting a little nervous. Or not nervous, but you know when you get, like, a woman's intuition and you're like, something is not right. And in my head, I just kept thinking, Alana, like, everything's cool, but like he's saying everything's cool, but I'm like, something is not right. And there was a second conversation that they never aired where like I sat down with him and I was just like, no, like straight up, I need your answer. Like, what is going on? Like, are we good? Are we not? What do you think of her? What do you think of me? What are we doing? And in that, I was told like, oh, we're good. Like, everything's solid. I'm not thinking any much farther of anything with her. She opened up more, saw her personality, but that's it. Like, so it was really like leading up to everything and to see, like, for me to know what I know and then to see how it all played out, it was just like, wow. And it makes sense. And even like our conversation after, like, they only showed like the ending of us talking, like when I like started crying and but there was still more conversation in between that where it was just like, I don't know how they aired it was nice. But I think also, too, like, for me to know how the entire situation went, I wish people saw it, like, the full extent. But I feel like people still got the message and got the situation by seeing what they saw. But it was, I was barely being genuine. I really put my heart out there. So, you know, I wish those moments were like captured too, but I think they did a great job of still just capturing overall like who I was as a person.
Yeah, I think it really shined through. So were you surprised at the recoupling when he chose Kristen?
Yes and no. It was like, I don't know if you like could tell from the show, but it was weird. It was like even for the entire day, I just kept still feeling like very uneasy. And it was funny because before the recoupling, me and him were even like sitting together and he was like complimenting me on my dress and stuff like that. And so I'm really like, oh, we're good, good. But then still like that feeling in my head was like, something is wrong. And it was what let me know. It was a shock, but as I was on the line right before he said her name, everything started to click. And I don't know if you can see in the episode, like I'm starting to look around and I'm like, and I'm starting to look really sad because everything started to add up. It was like while we were on the line, I started to notice that Kristen, like she was talking to me, but like it was more so like obviously we talked through like closed mouth, like closed teeth, but she was speaking to me. We're making like, you know, going back and forth, and you know, like, oh, I'm tired, like I'm ready to take the stress off, this and that. But it was just so interesting to me to see that she would talk to me, because I think it was even shown on the show where like she would not talk to me any other time. You know what I mean? So like, or like there was I think it might've been recorded in the house. I remember when Alexandra said to me, she was like, oh yeah, like she's afraid to talk to you. Like she's talking to everybody else but you. And I'm like, that's interesting. That's weird. So the only time we ever had a conversation, like a real conversation, was that time that they aired it where she like wanted to talk to me after picking Yemen. But it was interesting because on that line, I'm thinking if any other time you're afraid to talk to me or nervous to talk to me, which I've even noticed, why now in such a high, like, you know, it's a high, like a risky moment right now. Like, we don't know what's about to happen, but yet you're so relaxed. And then in the moment that I peeped out, I was like, that's interesting. Why is she so calm? And I'm not, even though I've been being reassured this whole time. That doesn't make sense. And then I'm looking at him and he looked calm and he also just wouldn't look at me. So I was like, interesting. He's calm. She's calm. And I'm the one that's freaking out. I was like, wait a minute. I think I'm going to go home. I think he's about to choose her. And then like, it was weird. Like the best way I could describe it is like, imagine like walking. It's one of those things where you have to like brace yourself, but it's like, it's hard to, but imagine like walking into a robbery in a sense, but like you walk into it and you're being robbed, if that makes sense. So it's like, as everything was happening, I was like, oh my gosh, and putting pieces together. And then once he said her name, I was like, wow. Like, I felt like fed up, if that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. So you came into the villa saying that in the past you'd only had situationships. Do you think that Yemen was a real relationship or just another situationship?
I don't even know what to call that, honestly. Not seriously, I don't even know what to call that, because again, that there was a situation where there was no title, you know, and clearly I think we all could see like there was no loyalty. So, I mean, I don't even know what to call it. I feel like in a way, did he act as if those that like in the manner of those that I have been in situationships with before? I think, yeah. So he falls in line right with them. But I mean, that's not a great place to be, you know, so.
Definitely. Okay, I know you don't have a lot of time, so I just have one more question for you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so out of the couples in the villa, do you think any of them have a chance at actually lasting after the show?
I'm not sure. I really don't know. And the only reason I'm saying that is because one, like, it's so, like, there's so much time, and as well as, like, there's no distractions in there. And I truly feel like you never, like, clearly even in my situation, you never really know until a test is presented itself, you know? So if people are already having issues, you know, with new girls coming in and, like, changing their eye, like, who knows? Because once you step out that villa, it's not even just you and your person anymore. It's have, like, you're now seen and noticed. So it's like, people are going to recognize you and your person. And if they want you, they're going to come for you, you know? And it's up to, like, you to still hold that solid relationship, even though, like, you know, there's so many people that might be after the guy or the girl. So I really don't know how these relationships are going to last. I think it's, you can only guess based off of, like, seeing how they interact with the new people that are about to come in. I think a new boat's about to come in or has come in. I don't know.
Yeah, the new boat came in yesterday, so we'll see how that all pans out this week.
Right. So if you see people's eyes turning, it's going to be one of those things where if you see, like, yeah, if you see someone, like, you know, turn their eye or anything like that, I really do think, like, I don't know. I don't know if it'll last because these are just six people. There's, like, hundreds and thousands of people seeing the show and maybe hundreds of thousands of people who, like, you know, may be interested and will present themselves to these people, you know, so.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me today, Alana. You were amazing on the show, and I think that we were all robbed of seeing more from you, and I really wish you all the best.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you, like, even just reaching out in the first place. And, yeah, keep the energy. I'm going to keep my energy high, keep the goals high, and I always say, like, no one ever found me where they left me. So there's more in store, and I'm just going to continue to just be me, work hard, and who knows, you might just see Alana Morrison again.
I hope so.
Thank you so much, though.
Really no worries. You have a good one.
Thank you. You too.
Yeah, no problem. Okay. Bye.
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. Sorry to have to be talking to you so soon, but excited for the chance.
Yeah, of course.
So had you seen any Love Island before you went out there? Did you know kind of what to expect?
Yeah, I had watched season 3 and season 4 of the UK version. So I definitely knew, like, the premise of the show. And, you know, I knew there would be new people coming in and people leaving. So, yeah, I knew. But I also knew that the American version is much shorter than the UK version. So I knew that might have an effect on things.
Okay, and so you were there for the original coupling ceremony. What was that like?
It was a little surreal because, you know, I've seen it on TV and, you know, I never thought I'd be in that position, but it was just like how you see it on TV. Like, it was all real. It was a little scary. It was nerve wracking, but it was really fun. I didn't get what I wanted out of it, but it was good.
Is there anyone that you wish you had stepped forward for that you didn't?
Yeah, you know, Casual was the first one, and as the first guy, that's hard because, you know, no girl wants to, like, put all their eggs in one basket for the first guy. They want to see who else. But after no one stepped up for him, and, like, after I got to know him afterwards, I'm like, damn, like, I wish I would have stepped up for him first because I actually really like him. But at that point, he was already, like, coupled up with Kira and all that. But, yeah, I wish I would have stepped forward for him. He was really great.
Okay, so you and Casual would have been, like, the couple that we would have seen.
Yeah, if you would have picked me, you know.
Yeah. Okay. Is there anyone that you wish you had gotten to know better than what you did?
I mean, I got to know all the guys and the girls, like, very well on the friend level. But, like, I mean, when I'm in there, like, I was really close with all the girls and they all were in their couples and they're all really happy in their couples. So for me, I was like, okay, I'm not going to step on anybody's toes and, like, be disrespectful to these relationships. So, I mean, getting to know the guys in that sense, I think I talked to everybody as friends. I didn't really want to, like, try and get to know anybody more to like them because I respected the couples that they were in. So, I mean, we're all just friends, but no one I wish I would have, like, gotten to know better to try and couple up with because they were happy where they were.
Okay. And did any of the coupling surprise you?
Kira and Casual kind of were surprise, but not really. Weston and Katrina, that was kind of, I mean, that relationship doesn't really make much sense to me, but that one kind of surprised me, but I mean, it's all good.
Okay. So you were there for a couple of different challenges. Which one was the most fun?
My favorite challenge was probably the first one, the emotional baggage, just because it's fun hearing everybody's little secrets and trying to decide who it is. Like, it was really fun. I like that one a lot.
Okay. What was it like as one of the original Islanders seeing the new women come in?
It was weird. Like when Dylan and Cormac came in, like no one really cared. Like it was like cool, but like nothing really happened. But like when the two new girls came in, like there was such a shift in the house. Like you could feel like the vibe and the energy of the house just like kind of shifted, and people were like scared and nervous, and it was just like weird. Like everybody was always watching everybody's moves, and it was just kind of weird. So it was like intimidating, you know, like we had such a close bond. So when two new girls came in, it was kind of like, well, here we go. Like, let's see what's going to happen.
Okay. And so Katrina chose to take your spot and send you to the hideaway with Alana. What was that night in the hideaway like?
I was just anxious for the next day. Like, I just wanted to know what was happening and what was going on. It wasn't my favorite night. I was just, you know, I was super anxious the whole time. And, you know, it played out just the way I thought it would. So I didn't really see any big surprises coming. So it was fine. I did a face mask, drank some champagne, and went to bed. Talked to Alana for a little bit.
Okay. And so you established with Weston that you guys had more of a friendship connection. Did you think that that was going to be enough to carry you through at the recoupling?
I did. I really thought Weston had my back, and I didn't think the new girl coming in would go for him. Not saying because he's a bad guy. I just didn't think that. I didn't think that they would be a good fit. And so I think she went for him because she knew that he was vulnerable. He was the only like single one. So that kind of sucked. So I did kind of, you know, dig my own grave, but I really did not have any romantic feelings towards him at all. And I didn't want to lead him on. So I had to really put that in its place. I had his back. So I thought he'd have my back, and I thought he'd give me that chance to find love, but he didn't.
That's fine. You mentioned that one of the reasons that you went on the show was because you find that men in the world often turn out to be duds. Do you think that it was mostly duds in the villa as well?
I mean, no, I don't think the guys in the villa were duds, but there definitely wasn't anybody in there where I'm like, yes, you were for me. So, I mean, they were duds. Like they were there for other girls, but me personally, I mean, there just wasn't really anybody there for me. I wish I would have gotten to meet the new guys, but yeah, I didn't. So, I mean, they're not duds, no.
Okay. And have you gone to watch any of the show yet?
I haven't. I've been so busy doing other things. I haven't watched a single episode, but I've seen lots of clips online.
Do you think that you're going to go back and watch it?
Yeah, once I have some downtime, I would like to, but I don't know when that's going to be.
That's fair. Is there like one thing that you want to make sure that everyone knows from your experience on Love Island?
I want people to know that everything there and everything I said was real. Like nothing was fake. Nothing was forced. Like all the connections in the house are real, because, you know, I'll go out and people will ask me like how much of that show is fake. And I'm like, none of it's fake. Everything in the house is real. So that's really important. And like, I want people to know that I was true to myself and I didn't want to lead Weston on, which is why I did what I did. And even though, you know, that didn't work out for me, you know, I don't have any regrets at all. I was true to myself and I think I did the best I could.
Okay. And was there anything that really surprised you about being in the villa?
It was surprising to me how close everybody got after, you know, such a short amount of time. Like I was there like 2 weeks and like when I left, like those tears were real. Like I was so sad to leave everybody. I wasn't even like sad to like, oh, like boohoo, I'm kicked off the show. It was like, oh my God, like I'm going to miss hanging out with you guys so much. Like that was the sad part.
Okay. And like, were you like genuinely surprised at the end when you were leaving? They made it seem like everyone was really surprised that you and Alana would actually be leaving the show.
Oh yeah. No, that 100% is accurate. Like nobody saw that coming. Like no one. We thought maybe one girl would be going home. Because like the text that came through said the two girls left single will be at risk for being dumped. They didn't say it's like at risk usually means like one girl is going to go home. But we definitely did not think both girls were going home so soon. Two original girls just kicked off so soon. Like it was crazy.
Yeah. And everyone watching was super surprised to see that as well. Do not worry.
Yeah, it was wild.
So out of all of the Islanders, who was the like most interesting to live with?
Maybe Yeaman. He was like very, you know, he liked his stuff to be clean, and like we'd all be like in the bedroom just like talking, and he'd walk in and he'd be like, hey you guys, like the bathroom's looking pretty messy. Like, can we try and like clean it up a little bit? And we're like, what? like none of us really like cared. And we're like, yeah, sure. We'll try and keep it clean. So, I mean, that was funny.
It was really funny. Do you think that any of the couples still there have a shot at actually making it work outside of the villa?
I mean, I don't know. I like to think maybe Zach and Elizabeth do, but like you have to think like once you're out, like you guys don't live in the same spot. So that's the part that gets hard. That's something to consider. But I think so. I mean, if they genuinely like each other, I think then yeah, that you can definitely make it work.
For sure. And so when Dylan and Cormac first came in, it seemed like there was something there with you and Dylan. Do you think that if Alexandra wasn't there, that you would have been in a couple with Dylan?
Yeah, I think so. I definitely think so. I definitely would have picked him. But Alexandra really liked him. And I mean, I liked him, but she was like super into it. And I think he was really into her. So I was like, yeah, she was my best friend in the house. So I was like, yeah, go for it. Like, that's all you. And I was happy for her. Like, she really wanted a guy and she wasn't clicking with Michael. So I was like, yeah, go at it.
Perfect. And so would you ever do any of the other shows on CBS, like Big Brother, Survivor, that kind of thing?
I have to watch them first. I know for a fact, there's no way I would last on Survivor. Like, I would seriously get sent home day one if I didn't forfeit myself. Like, no way. I haven't really seen much of Big Brother. I know that's, like, a lot of strategy, so I don't know if I would do well on that, but I would give it a shot, you know? I'll try anything, just not Survivor.
Yeah, I feel like we're on the same page, though. That totally makes sense.
Yeah.
Is there anything else that you think everyone would want to know about your experience on Love Island? Would you go back?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. In a heartbeat. It was seriously so much fun being there. Yeah, I would definitely go back. I mean, it put me in for season two. Yeah, it was so fun.
Okay. Well, I know you don't have a lot of time, so I will let you get back to it, but thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me.
Yeah,
this is all going to get posted either later tonight or tomorrow. So hopefully you'll get a good response from this.
Cool. Sounds good. Thank you so much.
Slowly adjusting to the time difference. I feel like I've been sleeping all day, but hopefully that will change.
Oh, I'm sure you'll get through it soon. So had you seen any Love Island or anything before this? Did you know what you were getting yourself into?
So when they approached me, I had no idea what the show was about. I was instructed to kind of watch a few episodes from the UK version. And one of the episodes I saw was the challenge, I think, when the girls are like smashing watermelons with their butts. I was like, what am I getting myself into? But then you actually get really addicted, and I started following, you know, the show and the cast. And then leading up to it, when I actually, you know, was chosen to go, I was watching the U.S. episodes, and that, you know, what got me super excited. But I had some prior knowledge prior, you know, to coming on the show, but it was definitely, you know, something once I was approached, I went into and like researched it a little bit.
Okay, so you had seen some of the U.S. episodes before you left?
Yes. So I watched it right when it aired, actually, because I didn't go out until Fiji until Thursday the 11th. And the show had aired on, I think it was the 9th. So I watched a few episodes before my flight. I was kind of like binge watching everything and trying to get all the information I can before I, you know, walked into this crazy experience.
And so going in, were there any specific men that you really had your eye on?
It's hard because I'm such a personality person. It's not even sound right, but like, I go for, you know, sense of humor and, you know, people who are goofy, and that's what, you know, draws my attraction to them. So appearance wise, in the beginning, not really, just because I didn't know who they were. I didn't know what type of the person, you know, they were like. So it's hard for me to kind of base that. But oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. My dog has this chew toy. Can I please grab it out of his?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. I'll just follow up with that question. So yeah, prior to going on, I wasn't initially attracted appearance-wise to any of the guys. I'm a personality person. You know, I have to find out there's some good humor. I did have a
squinty eye, I guess, on Yamin. I thought just because he was super goofy, and I was like, there's something so much more that I'd like to bring out of him. So that was like an initial interest, but appearance wise, really not so much, just because it's all about personality for me.
And so what was it like coming in as a late Islander?
It was hard. Coming in as a late Islander was super intimidating. I am such a confident person naturally, and I thought I was going to like go in there and just like kill it and, you know, be so confident outgoing. But once you're in there, it's like you're just like, what is happening? Like, you're going in, you realize how close everyone is, whether that be friendship wise, whether that be relationship wise. And you're like, I feel so uncomfortable even like talking to anyone because it's just a strange experience. You never know how you're going to act once you get in. So first time walking in, super nervous, but everyone was so welcoming and warm that it, you know, made that transition a lot easier. And then I finally, you know, kind of got out of my comfort zone and was happy with everything.
Okay. What was the most surprising thing about being in the villa?
The most surprising thing about being in the villa had to be one freaking shower. That was absurd. I had no idea. I think for me, I was just like, wait, what? Is this true? And, you know, you're sharing it with, what, like 10 plus people. So I mean, that was my first initial, like, wait, there's one shower, two bathrooms. Like, this doesn't add up. But then I guess another one had to be how close the couples were, you know, in the beginning. Coming in and watching it before, I was like, okay, like, I think maybe Zach and Elizabeth, like, they seem cool, but Zach seems like he'll, you know, he'll be open to talking to more people. And you build these, like, predisposed notions prior to going in. And then once you're in there, you realize how tight-knit everyone is. So that was also surprising because, obviously, you know, they're only airing an hour of what's actually happening 24 hours of the day in the villa. So you don't realize just how close these people get in such a short amount of time.
For sure. So you were there for the infamous transferring food with your mouths challenge. How was that?
Oh my God, that was disgusting. So gross. It was funny because like, I felt super close with you. And so I was like, okay, like we got this. Like, and I'm thinking it's going to be spaghetti, maybe just like a little transfer. And then we get there and it's actually like nasty condiments and onions and smoothies and disgusted. And what was funny was during Yamin and I's conversation, he expressed how much he hated ketchup, mustard, condiments, like onions, relish. And he was like, it makes me gag. And the only condiment I like is barbecue sauce. So I had no idea that like he was actually that grossed out by it until, of course, the challenge where he has to transfer all of that stuff into my mouth. So that was disgusting because he's gagging the whole time and I can't even like focus on the game. I'm just staring at his mouth and hoping he doesn't vomit. So that was just pure gross. And he was like, Yamin was like, I think I'd rather be the receiver. Like, I think that's better than like me actually transferring it to your mouth. And I was like, heck no. Like, you don't understand. He puts the milkshake in his mouth and it's cold at first. And then when it gets to my mouth, it's warm. And it's so gross. But I think the girls definitely had the bad end of the deal there getting it from the guy's mouth. It was definitely disgusting.
Oh, it sounds just as disgusting as I thought it must be like.
It was so gross. And then Caro and Cormac, like Carol's gagging next to me. And I can't, like I said, like I wanted to win so bad. But once it started, you're so focused on like Yamin throwing up, Caro gagging, like all these noises. And everyone's just so grossed out that you can't even focus on the game. And Caro ended up gagging and Cormac spit out his smoothie onto my leg, and Yamin and I think it's vomit the whole time. So we're just like screaming. It ended up being a smoothie, but during the, you know, the game, I got spewed on, everyone's gagging, spit flying everywhere. I felt I needed to take a week long shower and brush my teeth for 48 hours.
So sorry that you had to experience that.
Yeah, it was fun, maybe. Definitely more gross than fun, but it was interesting to experience the day.
Definitely. So when you chose to take Alana's spot for the night, you had mentioned it was because you wanted to get to know Yamin better. Was that really the reasoning, or did you already know at that point that he was who you had the closest bond with?
No, I really, so it's hard. Like, you go in there, and like I said, like, in the beginning, Yamin was my, like, initial, like, okay, he seems interesting, but I don't know what they showed. I haven't even watched it, but going in there, I was like, oh my God, Yamin's, like, so, he does not laugh at my jokes. He does not think I'm funny. I was like, he has no interest in me. And that's what made me more like, okay, well, I want to know what he's, like, what he actually thinks about me, or if he doesn't vibe with me, I want to know why. So, for me, talking to the other guys, like, I could understand, I could see Cashel, like, we got along great. It was a natural connection. Weston, same thing, super genuine guy. When it came to, like, Dylan and Zach, they were more, like, closed off. So I didn't even want to, like, open that can of worms and try to get in there, because I realized how great of a relationship that they had already with their couple. So for me, it honestly was because Yamin didn't have, like, a reaction towards me, and I wanted to figure out why. So that's was really because I didn't feel like I knew him the best. We didn't have an initial, like, natural conversation. It was more of kind of like a puzzle for me, and that's why I wanted to choose him, because I was like, I think there's more to him, and I don't think he knows me as well right now. So that was my goal. It's like, I really want him to see the real side of me, and I want to get to know him more.
That totally makes sense. So at the recoupling ceremony, when Yamin chose you, were you fully confident that he was going to pick you, or were you surprised?
Hell no. I was so surprised. Like, it's crazy. Like, when you're in this villa, everything happens so quickly, and you have to, like, make these moves because you don't know how much time you have left. And so when the recoupling happened, I honestly had no idea. I know we had such a, like, we had a great conversation. I ended up getting into more deeper conversations with him, which was one of my main goals. I felt good after the night, but, you know, you never know what's going on in these guys' head. And for me, like, I was kind of weighing the options. It was like, okay, he's known Alana, you know, 9 days. He's known me 3. That, like, my odds are not in my favor, just because he might go with a safer bet and want to stay with someone he knows, like, really likes him. Because we didn't really have that conversation, and I couldn't be like, yo, I like you so much. So for me, it was just kind of like how I was trying to think of what Yamin was thinking. And for me, I was like, okay, I think he's going to choose Alana just because he's known her longer. He doesn't necessarily know me that well. We haven't really had the time that he has had with her to have these conversations. So during the ceremony, I was just like, la, la, la. Like, I have no idea what's happening. But then when he started talking, he said something, you know, about being goofy and ready for a real relationship. We had that conversation. So that's what eased my nerves. Once he said, you know, a few words that tied back in our conversation that previous night. So then, you know, the stress kind of was, like, lifted.
Okay. And
but
so,
I literally,
I
was standing next to Alana, and I was looking at her, and she was like, you smell so good. I was like, oh my gosh. I was like, honestly, whatever happens, like, you have to realize, you know, we did this experience. It's a once in a lifetime opportunity. We have to leave, like, just so happy with ourselves for even, like, putting ourselves out of this comfort zone. So I was, like, giving her a pep talk as if I was talking to myself because I thought I was going home. I was just like, you know, Kristen, whatever. But Alana ended up being next to me. So we were just, like, having a very, like, hey, like, this is all happens for a reason. And then he chose me, and I was like, oh, damn. But yeah, but it was just funny because, like I said, I was venting to Alana as if I was, like, trying to tell myself, like, it's okay, Kristen, you try. So yeah, I had no idea.
Perfect. And so then shortly after this, there's this scene where Yamin is telling all the guys about the amazing kiss he had with you. And then you're talking to the girls about how bad the kiss was. Was it really that bad?
Okay. Like, I think I probably exaggerated a little bit. I mean, me looking back at that scene, because I watched that. That was one of the scenes my mom was like, Kristen, like, it looks so bad. It wasn't the best thing ever. I think it was our first, like, we were both so awkward. Like, we both had this, like, we were like, okay, we have this connection with each other. We want things to work. And then it seemed like it was just, like, a very grade school, like, first time kiss. And you try to get into this rhythm with that person. I've never, like, I very honestly have never had, like, a terrible kiss. Maybe in the sense that I wasn't feeling it, but it was never, like, I couldn't figure out the rhythm and movement we were going at. So that was the only like surprise for me, because I was like, oh my God, like, is it me that's doing that, or is he really bad, or we just don't match at all? It was just awkward. I think it was more like I said in the interview, it was premature. It felt like a grade school kiss, and I think I was too in my head. He's probably too in his head, and it was just like an awkward thing. But then again, I'm one of those people that overanalyze everything. So the way he was describing it, like, I hope he thought it was great, because I thought I did terrible. And I kind of was like, has he kissed before? Because I really was just confused. I was like, is it me? Like, am I terrible? Sometimes I'm just like in my head thinking about like, what is this? But like I said, sum it all up, I think it was just like a premature. We're both stressed. We're both nervous. We want to do well, but we couldn't figure it out.
I think that's fair. So when you ended up getting dumped from the island, you were having your goodbyes with Yaman. It was very emotional. At any point, did you think that he would maybe leave with you?
I did not. I mean, I knew. Oh, it was crazy. Like, people were even saying, like, from her facial expression, she knew she was going home. Just because of the odds were not in my favor. You know, you're sending one person home from each couple. Yaman's a very well-liked guy in the villa. It would be different if, you know, he kind of had Cormac's demeanor, which was like, oh, like, I'm a ladies' man and blah, blah, blah. So it's easy for them to kind of choose Caro, who really was there to find love. And Cormac was kind of like up in the air. With Yaman, he's a great guy, genuine person, has such a good connection with the guys. So I knew, I was like, there's no way they're like picking me over him. And then I like blocked out everything that was happening once they were talking, because in my head, I was like, would he leave with me? Like, would I want him to? And my answer was no. Like, he's there. Like, we've known each other for a short amount of time, but in the villa, it seems like it's forever in there. You know, I was grateful that I had an experience to have a connection with someone, and he obviously felt that way towards me. But I wouldn't want him to leave, just because I think everyone was there. One, yes, to find a good connection, but it was to push themselves out of their comfort zone and like experience it and truly just like immerse themselves in this crazy opportunity. And I think it would have been sad, you know, for me to like take that away from him. So I was rooting for him. We even had this conversation. I think it was up on the balcony. I was like, you know, I know we had such a good connection, but at the end of the day, like, rules were rules. I would want you to push me and be like, you know, finish this experience, do what you got to do. Because at the end of the day, he's in LA, I'm in LA. We both have that. To not necessarily fall back on, but you know, you're in CD once in a lifetime. You're doing this once in a lifetime. He can see me any other day in LA. So for me, it was just kind of like, you know, I wish you the best. Like, do what you got to do. Go for it. Have fun. And then if, you know, if you don't have a connection that was as strong as we have, then I'll be in LA and we'll go get Mexican food. So that was kind of my thought process.
Okay. So I know you don't have a ton of time, so I'm just going to ask one last question. Out of the couples in the villa right now, do you think any of them have a chance of actually lasting past the show?
Oh, for sure. I think, like I said, going in there, you realize how strong these couples are. I think the two obvious ones, you know, Zach and Elizabeth and Dylan and Alex. For me, I think Dylan and Alex have such a genuine and goofy relationship. And you can even tell, like, Dylan's so over the head over heels for her. I wish them, you know, both couples the best. Those are the two that I wouldn't actually be like, oh my God, they didn't last after the show, because they have such great chemistry.
Okay, good to know. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me today. I'm really sorry we didn't get to see more of your fiery personality on the show.
yeah.
But it seems like you've got a really great attitude about this.
Yeah, no, it was an amazing experience. I think my biggest thing was I wanted to go on the show, be myself, not be conflicted, you know, based on other people's perceptions or other people's decisions. Just to kind of go with the flow, go with my heart. And I know like Yaman, going for Yaman was a risky choice, but I wanted to do it. And that's, you know, I'm proud that it sucks leaving the villa, but I'm proud that I stuck, you know, stayed true with myself and went for, you know, the real connection rather than the safe bet.
Yeah, that totally makes sense. Okay. Well, I'm going to let you get back to your day, to your dog with his chew toy.
Sorry.
Yeah. Okay,
I was like, should I lock him in the room?
Okay, so there it is. My interviews with Mallory, Alana, and Kristen, the women who have been dumped from the villa on Love Island US Season 1 so far. Thank you so much to all of them for taking the time to talk to me today. And thank you to you for taking the time to listen to my interviews. If you like what you hear here and you would like to listen to more Love Island content on the reality TV Wrap Up Speed, please make sure to check out myself and my co-host Brian Scally as we break down every week in Love Island. Normally we record on Fridays and it comes out over the weekend. Make sure to follow me on social media. You can find me at Kirsten Said What on every platform, and you can find Brian Scally at Brian_Scally on Twitter and Instagram as well. You can also catch me on some of the Big Brother morning updates, also on the reality TV Wrap Up Speed, as well as doing Riverdale recap podcasts over on KowskiCast.com. That is Cow with a K. So I would appreciate it if you would check all of that out. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next time.